science is interesting, and if you don't agree, you can fuck off.
Good-o. Right, we've got to keep strict to our time today.
Yes, we do, so we've got to hurry.
Straight into it. Science quizzes. This, the fairly straightforward and simple science quiz that measures everybody's capability?
Seemingly, yeah. So everyone out there, get a pen and a pencil ready because we're going to have some questions for you. The background to this is that every couple of years, the NSF, the National Science Foundation in the States, is required to report to the president how the US is doing in science. And so...
And is this on a measure in terms of the world? They measure themselves against other countries.
Yes, yeah. And so, reporting this to Trump seems a little bit ironic, really. But
I would love to see Trump's answers.
It's all fake.
Yeah, what is this? None of it's real.
So we've got 10
questions. And we do want listeners, if you tally up your results, please text them in or call in later.
Yeah, tell us how you did.
But we'll run through them all now.
Okay, so we can't really give the answers if people are, you know, can we?
No.
If they're doing it on...
No.
Well, we might give the answers later.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Right. So
let's run through the questions, okay. And then we'll talk about the other topics, and then we'll go back.
That sounds good. Okay, right. So question one, true or false, the centre of the Earth is very hot. That's a true or false one. Question two, true or false, the continents have been moving their location for millions of years and will continue to move. Question three, which is correct, A, the Earth goes around the Sun, or B, the Sun goes around the Earth. Question four, true or false, all radioactivity is man-made. Question five, true or false, electrons are smaller than atoms. Question six, true or false, lasers work by focusing sound waves. Question seven, the universe began with a huge explosion. Question eight, true or false, it is the father's gene that decides whether the baby is a boy or a girl. Question 9, true or false, antibiotics kill viruses as well as bacteria. And finally, question 10, human beings as we know them today developed from earlier species of animals. There we go. 10
Brilliant. Questions. Well, let's talk about this test. What happens? Why? Why are we doing this?
Well, I guess it's just seeing people's scientific knowledge, I guess, and doing a comparison like we all do. All the countries do sort of comparisons with their education systems, and we apparently do well in maths and stuff and things, which surprises me given that I sort of come into contact with first year students every day who can't really do maths and stuff. So I guess it's possibly a way to make a country feel good about itself or not feel good about itself.
Does everybody do it? How do they even monitor that?
That's a good question, because we've got, about 10 or 11 countries that are included in the results here. And for those of you interested, the top country is Canada, with 72% of the questions right, closely followed by Israel at 71%. The bottom country, surprisingly enough, is Russia at 33%.
Mm.
And second lowest, again, surprisingly, China at 40%.
Mm.
So, and everyone else is sort of in the middle. New Zealand's not in this one. But, you know, interesting little questions. And Darish Preet, you said you just got the one wrong, which is...
Yeah.
Which is
which one?
The radioactive one.
I didn't know that either. Actually, yeah. I didn't know. So that was a don't know.
You're not allowed any don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
I realised afterwards when I'd made my answer, which I can't say. But, yeah, and then I was like, oh, wait. I knew that.
Well, that's how I felt. Doing them, it was kind of, you feel as though you're not that smart, but actually you're like, oh, what? No, I did know that. Yeah. That's pretty, that's basic knowledge.
That is basic knowledge, yeah. They're all basic knowledge. Lisa, did you manage to?
Lisa's joined us in studio.
Yes, hi. Also, the reason I wasn't there for the beginning is because I was doing other things, so I didn't have time to take the test.
Okay.
I'll do it afterwards.
Shall we hear the answers now?
Shall we go for the answers now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go for the answers.
Oh,
okay.
Wait, I thought... But you want the listeners to do it.
Well, we did them. Okay, should we give them some more time?
Oh, well, they'll have forgotten them by now.
That's what I mean,
Okay,
shall we go through?
We'll put them out of the misery. Yeah. Okay, so true. The Earth is very hot. Correct answer, true.
Okay. Got that one.
Wait, should I do it now? Give your answers now. Right?
The continents have been moving. Yes, indeed they have. That's true. That's plate tectonics, which is correct. The Earth goes around the Sun.
Got that one.
Contrary to... teachings from around about 500 years ago. True or false, all radioactivity is man-made. That is false. Okay, we have natural radioactivity everywhere. Electrons are smaller than atoms. Indeed, they are. So that is true. Lasers work by focusing sound waves. No. Light waves. L.
Light
amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation. LASER.
What?
There you go.
I didn't even know that.
One more time.
Light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation.
That makes sense.
And laser, perfect acronym. Number 7, true or false?
What came first, though? Like, the acronym would have come after. Therefore, the name would have come after, surely. Like, the what we understand is a laser concept would have come after the naming of the acronym.
There would have, yes.
Anyway,
yes.
Sorry, next question.
No. Okay, next one. The universe began with a huge explosion. Yes, it did. It's called the Big Bang. True or false, the father's gene decides the sex of the baby. That's true. Antibiotics kill viruses as well as bacteria. No, they don't. They only get bacteria, not viri, perhaps, as we should call them. And human beings develop from earlier species of animals, as Richard Dawkins would tell you, that is true. So, there we go. 10
fairly straightforward.
Fairly straightforward science questions. And, as I said, Canada got top with a score of 72%. That was the average percentage of correct scores by country. Russia bottom at 33%.
So that's Canada getting about 3 wrong every time.
And then
Russia getting about 7.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it'd be interesting to do that with Kiwi schools. But anyway, listeners, please, if you've done it and you really want to show us your scientific knowledge, please show off. Feel free.
Give us your scores out of 10.
Absolutely.
Just the
10
out of
10. All right. What's next on our agenda?
Well, it's politics. Who would have thought?
Maybe we can add things.
Everyone's got an opinion on politics, surely. There's no right or wrong answers in politics, are there? Unless it's an exam.
Politics in the sense that we're talking about a former prime minister.
A former prime minister who was there for a few days, I think it was. So, but that's not unusual in Italy, because Italy has had 66, I believe, governments since the 1st of January 1946 after the war.
Wow,
that's a lot.
That is a lot. We've had 17 prime ministers in that time. In terms of actual governments, we've had fewer than that, because some of the prime ministers were within the
same
government.
Swap in, swap out.
Why don't we number our national governments? They talk about the fourth Labour government all the time, you know, but they never number the national, you know.
Muldoon's
was never the third national government, but, you know, Longy was always the fourth national government, fourth Labour government and stuff.
I wasn't alive then.
Here we go. That's your excuse for everything. Anyway, okay. So, Italy. So we've got this guy, Giuseppe Conte, who last week was the prime minister, or the proposed, no, he actually was, I think, prime minister of Italy for a few days. And now he's not anymore, because he's given up, because his choice of finance minister was a Eurosceptic, and they didn't like that.
And when you say given up, he's given up trying to form a government.
Yeah, he's given up being prime minister, I believe, so they're going to have new elections and stuff and everything, which, again, as I say, is not unusual in Italy. And this guy, Conte, wasn't a politician at all. He was a law professor, family law at the University of Florence, so he had no political experience.
What? Okay, so now we've got law, politics. Where's the science?
So where is this? Oh, are you pushing me along?
No, I'm
15
just
minutes.
I'm worried that we're going to, you know.
Okay, so in 2013, this guy, Giuseppe Conte, being a lawyer, so he represented a family for a terminally ill young girl, 4-year-old girl, who was suffering from a thing called metachromatic leukodystrophy, which is a disease of the nervous system, and unfortunately it's a fatal disease, untreatable. And so the family was trying an experimental stem cell treatment of this, and this was stopped, I believe, at the sort of the orders of the government, because there was no proof that it worked. Conte then went to court, employed by the family, and argued against this and said that the treatment should resume. And
why?
That's a really good question. That is a really, really good question. Because the family had the right, presumably, to try anything that they wanted to, which is, you know, that's what happens in desperate situations, obviously, like this. And so he won the court case, and not only did he win it, then the government had to invest €3 million in an investigation of this treatment to see whether it worked or not. And then ultimately this was called off on the advice of experts, because obviously it didn't work. The investigation was called off. So this was a company called Stamina. And so the guy who was running Stamina was again taken to court, and he was convicted of criminal conspiracy, and he had a plea bargain.
Whoa! So it was that bad? It really doesn't work at all.
So it really doesn't work at all bad. And the bad thing was that Conte was kind of an investor in the company, so he started a foundation that sort of supported this company and everything. So many levels. So the poor old Italian scientists last week were really up in arms because they were thinking, oh, shit, this isn't good. We're going to have a prime minister who doesn't believe in science. And just
is that what it's saying, though, or is it saying he's just got investments in it?
Well, he worked for free for the... for the family as well, so you know he went beyond being a lawyer, shall we say. I think is the main thing with this was
a political statement.
And let's not forget that science in Italy, that Italy is the country that jailed scientists for manslaughter for not predicting an earthquake in 2009.
How can you
jail people for that?
How can you if you're Italian? I kid you not, I am not kidding people. So this was a big earthquake in a little town called like Aquila in the middle of Italy, and about sort of 600 or so people died. And the geologists, the scientists, got taken to court for not predicting this, and they got found guilty of manslaughter. Thankfully, on appeal, they got off. But, you know, this you could equally well ask why perhaps God didn't tell them that, you know, there was going to be an earthquake. Maybe we put the Vatican on trial. You know, this is the mindset, which is
that sets pretty big precedent. I mean, they got off, so there is no precedent set. But
still, they took them
what
to
next?
Court.
Exactly.
They took them to bloody court.
Well,
because
I mean, if in terms of this case that we're talking about, this young girl, this family wanted to try, right? So their argument was to use it under compassionate reason. It was a compassionate use rule.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
Is there space for that? Is that their right?
Well, that gets into ethics.
And we don't ethics. Yeah. Wait. I have to get it.
Yes, indeed. Oh, we're not passing judgment here.
Okay.
You know?
It's just science.
Yeah. Oh, God. Every week now. Come on.
Everywhere.
As I say, you know, desperate people resort to desperate measures, and sadly there are people out there who are always willing to take advantage of desperate people, which is really, really sad.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, probably people should have the ability to try anything they want to try, but maybe, if there were fewer charlatans out there willing to take advantage of them, then one might be more predisposed to saying that it's a good thing, but honestly, you know, it's just honestly terrible. So this guy, presumably having failed as prime minister, is probably going back to his law professorship, presumably.
We'll see what
he also apparently embellished his CV. He said he went to a university in New York or something.
The story
where,
just
and they've got
end.
No record of him ever.
That's so awkward.
Isn't that like the second minister in Italy who's faked their like
CV?
Qualifications. There's like a woman who faked like a master's or something like that.
God. That seems to be all over the show, actually. It seems to be more and more and more common. Sort of plagiarism. Oh, we've got a caller.
Sorry. Caller? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, about 95 FM.
Yes.
Oh, hi. Look, I sent a message. I heard a song this morning, and I got in touch with the radio station, but it was too early.
Okay. We're just in the middle of a chat on the air. Do you want to text in again, and I'll see if I can follow it up?
Okay. I emailed it.
So okay.
You all right?
Yeah. That's perfect. Thank you.
Bye.
Sorry about that, guys. Sorry, Alan. I thought we were going to get some.
I thought we were going to have
input on the.
Yes,
okay.
I was so excited. That was like the first time. I was like, "Oh, that's a call." But
okay.
No.
So much so, more. You were saying so much more. Plagiarism.
Fake news. Very common thing with politicians plagiarizing their theses and stuff.
We're allowed now.
Faking people
are allowed.
PhDs are real thing.
Yeah, I mean, how the hell do you think you're going to get away with that? Honestly,
you just they're generally older people. They're not really used to the internet. And that's
a good call. All right, we're going to move on.
Just putting it out there.
We've got some people have texted in saying,
"Here we go."
10 out of 10, but had to think about the sex one. 10 out of 10, it's basic science. I'm a computer programmer. All right,
good.
Don't show off. Love, but he says, Daryl says, love the Dear Science show. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl.
And three wrong questions, 3, 8, and 9.
Ooh.
It's all right, you're still on the highest average.
That's true, you could be Canadian.
You're good.
Yes.
All right, last story.
Yes.
Okay. We've got changing histories.
We have. So everybody knows that Christopher Columbus was the first European to set foot in North America, don't they? Except seemingly now he probably wasn't. So
colonial story is changing.
So the story is that for a while now people thought that the Vikings might have landed on the east coast of North America up around Canada, Newfoundland around there, and in the 1960s they found what could have been a Viking settlement on the island of Newfoundland. But the big question was that an actual settlement? Did they actually stay there, or was this they were just passing through? In which case it probably doesn't count, apparently, if they're just sort of passing through. So they're looking for evidence of the Vikings having spent, you know, a particular amount of time and actually sort of pseudo-colonized the place by, you know, by staying there. And so the finding of this settlement was sort of argued, you know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, maybe they did stay there, maybe they were just passing through. So there was a space archaeologist. How do you become a space archaeologist? I think that's just brilliant. So
space as in outer space.
A space archaeologist. So by the name of Sarah Parkak, I guess, or Parsak, possibly. And so what she does is looks at infrared satellite images of the ground. And infrared satellite images of the ground let you know whether the ground's been disturbed or not.
That's cool.
It is very cool. And so what she did was basically got all these maps of Newfoundland, so these infrared images of Newfoundland, and sort of tried to pick out where would be most likely if you're going to have a settlement there, where would you go? And she luckily sort of picked the right spot. She found evidence of soil disturbance in this sort of uninhabited part of Newfoundland, and so traipsed out there, did the old archaeology thing, started digging it up and everything, and what she found essentially was evidence of smelting iron. So she found essentially an iron smelter there, so lots of charcoal,
wow,
some iron and stuff, and that basically says, you know, people who smelt iron aren't there for the short haul sort of thing. And the other thing was that nobody in the North American continent was smelting iron at that stage, so it had to be the Vikings who had the knowledge of doing that. And so this could rewrite the history books in terms of the Vikings being the first people to actually settle North America. So sorry, first non-Indigenous, sorry.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. People to settle North America, yeah, which is kind of cool. And, you know, nice science, that.
Mm.
I'd love that, Joe. I think that's brilliant.
Where does she, does she get to hang out in space?
Or no, does I don't she think just so. Get the no, satellite probably just images. Gets all the satellite mm. images.
Is that
from
an
NASA
actual title, or does she make that up?
Oh, look, sorry, in terms of titles, we had a speaker over at UT the other week. She called herself a knowledge broker.
Wow. Broker like a banking, oh my God, yeah, like giving
like,
out.
Like, you know, like a mortgage out. Broker and, you know, this, a knowledge broker. Come on. Oh, shit, sorry.
All right. We're getting very heated in here. I hope you're feeling warmer than you were.
I am, yes.
15 minutes ago. But we are at time, and I'm very proud of us for keeping.
15 minutes, look at that.
We're just over, but we're pretty good. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Not a problem.
See you next week.
Will do. See you guys.
That was Dear Science.